This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hello, everybody. Here we go on a Friday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Good stuff for you for the next 3 hours, including a chat with a frequent guest and a familiar name in the state of Minnesota, the former governor, Tim Pawlenty. Tim is kind enough to join us right from the get-go, and Tim is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Now, I saw a statement yesterday from you, and this is after the news came out that Tina Smith will not seek re-election in 2026. You commented on the opportunity for Republicans and said you were not running for the position. I'm assuming you put that out there because you really wanted to break the news right here on this show, your favorite show, that you are running for the Senate seat, and we can break this. Dave, do you have the breaking news sounder?
This is great
Thanks.
News.
Yes, this is good. Go ahead.
Well,
let us know.
I was so interested in breaking that news on your show, Chad, that I sent it out 24 hours ago before coming on here today. So that gives you a sense of the stack rank order of it.
Wow. Dave, we have feelings. Does he realize this, that, you know, we're humans? Okay, let's get serious. When the news broke, did any part of you say, why not? Or do you just look at this and say, that was a part of my life, I've moved on, I'll still be an observer, I'll still be a part of it, but I just don't want to jump into that part of my life again?
Well, you know, serving in the United States Senate for anybody would be a high honor, including me. It would be a really meaningful opportunity to further serve Minnesota. But I have done a lot of that in my life, both as a governor and legislator, majority leader and city council member, planning commission person. And so I've poured a lot of my life into public service and into serving Minnesota. But I do think this is now a test for the Republican Party in Minnesota, having not won a statewide election since I last ran in 2006, having not won a presidential race statewide since Nixon. But political scientists would say that was a wave election, so you got to go back to Eisenhower. So we'll really see now, Chad, if the party, my party, has the capacity, the wisdom, the discernment to pick somebody who can actually win this race. And they've got a terrible recent track record of that at the convention and frankly, in the primaries, too. So we'll see. I hope and believe, and I'm going to work to try to find somebody who fits that bill. And I hope that they do. It's a tremendous opportunity. Still, you know, an uphill climb in a blue state, and these Senate races get nationalized and national money pours in. But it's the best opportunity Republicans have had in modern history, but one I'd like to see somebody else step up and take.
What role would you like to play?
You know, I would be happy to help that person if that individual, you know, fits the description I just mentioned. You know, you cannot run a knucklehead in Minnesota and expect to win. It's not that kind of state. again, it's at least light blue, maybe dark blue. We're going to have a top shelf candidate with an appeal beyond just the Republican Party, because there's more Democrats than Republicans still in Minnesota. And if we get a candidate who is qualified, you know, knows the issues, has a pragmatic approach to solving problems and can win, you know, I'd excitedly get behind that person, help raise money, give him or her advice, and do what I can to support them.
Is it fair to say on some prominent positions over the last 10, 15 years, you think your party has offered up some knuckleheads for these most discussed positions?
Yes. No question.
How come?
Well, I think it's because the Republican Party, and frankly, the Democrats have the analog problem on the other side. For all the reasons we've discussed in the past, both parties have drifted towards being controlled by an endorsing process, which very few people participate in, that takes place in the spring. And even in the primary, in the dead of summer in August, very few people, 10%, maybe 15% on a good year, show up to vote. And those are the most activated, most, you know, passionate, some would say extreme people in the state. And they don't reflect broader perspective in the state. And we need more people to participate, or the people to who do participate, at least to factor in electability as a criteria beyond just purity of what they believe to be the ideological viewpoint that they support.
This is Tim Pawlenty, the former governor, the 39th governor of the state of Minnesota. Chad Hartman here with you on WCCO. How optimistic are you that both parties, the party that you support, Republicans and Democrats, will look and say, we still have a significant portion of our state which is in the center, center right, center left, let's go with 60%, that when this race is taking place next summer, it will be reflected by that part of the party? That's what I would love to see, but I got to be honest, Tim, I am skeptical. I keep looking at what the tone is all across the country. And unfortunately, I'm expecting to see someone who's further to the left and someone who is further to the right.
I think the calculation, Chad, is a little different for the Democratic Party in Minnesota than the Republican Party for this reason. If you're a Democrat and you can run a so-called base election, in other words, throwing the red meat out to the base and driving and optimizing turnout of Democrats and center-left independents, and there's enough of those around to potentially win in Minnesota with a so-called base election. There aren't enough Republicans to do that in Minnesota, and so the Republicans have to factor in the ability to reach some support, either because the person's a celebrity or because they have some independent or populist appeal or because of something. You know, they're, you know, a former wrestler, they're a former Navy SEAL, something. They're well known already, that draws in people. So the calculation's a little different. And so far in the last, those, you know, call it 15 years, Republicans have mostly failed that test. But this time, maybe, after you lose enough and bang your head against the wall long enough, maybe they'll come to their senses and nominate a candidate like I'm describing.
So it's obviously very early. We're about 26 hours after Senator Smith made her announcement. But as you look at your party, and some names have showed interest, some names people are speculating on, and they're well-informed, and the chances are pretty strong they'll jump in. From the people in the mix, from your party, do you have someone who is an ideal candidate or a couple candidates who you think could win the core Republicans and also appeal to some of the moderates and independents you just were talking about in your last answer?
Yeah, I think there are a number of people like that, and we'll see if they run. But, you've spent some time with Lisa Daymuth, for example, the new Republican mm-hmm. Speaker of the Minnesota House. I don't know if she's interested. I know your friend and mine, Michelle Tafoya, has thought about running for various things over the years. I don't know if she's interested. There are some names that are former sports figures who would like to run for something like this. We'll see if they might be interested. But also, Chad, keep in mind there is a possibility, if you're a Republican, to factor in the Democrats making a bad decision in their candidate selection as well. So there's a big difference from a Republican standpoint against running against somebody like Tim Walz, even though he's now got diminished numbers, or say Angie Craig, or running against somebody like Ilhan Omar. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people who are not Republicans in Minnesota who are not going to vote for Ilhan Omar in a statewide race, and they're dumb enough to potentially nominate her. We'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, you're so good at this. It's very good. Okay, so let's talk about Walz. You faced this decision, right? You decided after two terms, that's it. I'm not going to run for a third term. And there's a history in the state running for third terms. Really, there's a history across the country with governors running for third terms and issues. Walz is facing that dilemma. And then this all of a sudden falls in his lap. You know him a little bit, but I don't think the two of you have talked in the last 24 hours. What is your sense on the situation he is facing and where political history and maybe reading the tea leaves where he's at right now in the state, where he might go? Because it's obvious he's giving deep consideration to this position.
Yeah, just jumping back, by the way, to your previous question, I would throw in Peggy Flanagan as a candidate that the Democrats might nominate that would be very vulnerable in a statewide election in terms of being able to beat her. So that's another footnote to the previous question. As to Governor Walz, I think he's in a really interesting pickle box, or maybe he's got a lot of options in this sense. I think he was thinking, obviously, he was going to be VP. That charted a future for him that didn't happen. If Biden or had won, and even though he had not been possibly selected for VP, he maybe would have ended up in the cabinet. But now he's in this situation where he's been governor for two terms, and it's unusual almost unheard of for a governor in Minnesota to run three consecutive terms. So he's going into some semi-uncharted territory, and he's probably thinking that's a little underwhelming after already been there 8 years, but he's got nowhere else politically to go, and he's not done yet. He doesn't want to quit yet. So switching over to the Senate race would on the surface seem appealing, but keep in mind, he's lived in Washington. He's commuted back and forth to Washington on planes a big chunk of his life. He's not young anymore, and he may look at that and go, you know, I kind of did that life, and I'm not sure I want to go back and do that again. And yet, granted, it's the Senate, which is different than the House. So I think he's probably facing a bit of a dilemma. And I'll, you know, I think being governor is probably a better platform in the sense that you're an executive, you got the bully pulpit, you're sort of the leader of the discussion. In the Senate, you go out there, you're the junior, most junior member of the Senate, and as you know, you don't get to be a committee chair for a decade, and you don't have much influence unless you're around a while. So I don't know what he's going to do, but I could see where he would look at the Senate race and go, it's a good way out. It's my last path. That's not governor. But I could also see him say, personally, I don't want to sit on airplanes and go back and forth in Washington for the last 10 best years of my work career.
Two last questions. We'll let you go. It's Tim Pawlenty, the 39th governor of the state of Minnesota, with just tremendous observations on what's going on in the state. Well, actually, before I get to the last one, do you have a Valentine's gift already lined up for your bride? Is that already set?
I did say I did deliver myself the flowers and a handwritten note this morning. Going out to dinner tonight. We are going out to dinner tonight, so it's, you know, modest, but I'm making an effort. Hopefully, I'm trying to stay out of the doghouse.
Yeah,
how about you?
I think you've done. Yes, I'm good. I'm all set.
You're good.
I'm in. Similar circumstance as you, so I think I'm in good shape at this point. I haven't looked at the text yet, but I guarantee you I'm going to get texts from Democrats, from folks who lean left, who will say, man, why won't the Republicans run somebody like Tim Pawlenty? And then I think back to about 20 years ago when many of those same Democrats were like, man, this guy is too far to the right. What's happened to Minnesota? How do you react to that? Do you feel like you've changed or just the politics has changed?
Both. I, as you get wiser, I've learned a lot in the last 20 or 30 years, and I've changed my views on some things because I have a different view of issues than I used to. And so I probably have changed. But I think politics has changed. I mean, let's give you a couple quick. I know you got to go, but John Kennedy was president as a Democrat. He was a pro-life, pro-military interventionist, tax-cutting Democrat who probably couldn't get endorsed in today's Democratic Party. Ronald Reagan had a so-called amnesty bill for immigration. When he was governor of California, he was pro-choice. He actually did raise taxes while he was president, the gas tax or transportation tax and other things that people would look at and say, you know, we probably couldn't get endorsed as a Republican today. So is it changing? Yes, it always changes. And that's a good thing, Chad. We want America is never is not changing. Nothing stays the same. So we all have to evolve. Parties have to evolve. Individuals have to evolve. It's the nature of life. It's the nature of politics. And it's overall a good thing.
Always appreciate it, sir. Enjoy your day and we'll reach out soon.
All right, pal. See ya.
Tim Pawlenty right here, 22 past 12. We got time to squeeze in texts and phone calls reacting to what Mr. Pawlenty had to say. You know how to reach out, phone call or text, 651-461-9226.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.